From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Claire Strimple with a quick look at your local and statewide news. Snowplows in Juneau have had a busy year and struggled to keep up with keeping roads and sidewalks clear with limited resources. After snow dumped in Juneau, it rained for days and covered many sidewalks with ice. As KTOO's Lindsay Berlini reports, some people who experience mobility issues have had a hard time getting around because of it.
Patrick Carney lives in the Flats neighborhood in downtown Juneau, and he walks or takes the bus to get around. Carney is disabled and has mobility issues because of arthritis. He doesn't need a wheelchair or a walker, but still has a hard time getting around. He gets services from an organization that helps seniors and people with disabilities live with as much independence as they want. This is important to Carney. He likes to get around by himself whenever possible.
I'm trying to be independent as I can. I don't want to become totally dependent on somebody, some agency to take care of me right now.
But lately, it's been a challenge. He can walk through light snow, but sometimes there is no sidewalk to walk on. Or if there is a sidewalk, it might be covered in ice.
The snowplow guys come in through with their big snowplow trucks and just, they clean the street off. But they pile it right up in on the sidewalk and bury cars and bus shelters. And how does that help me? So the streets are clean. So I'll walk in the street. Okay. And walk against traffic.
Keeping sidewalks clear is part of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which means it's federal law. But implementing it is tricky, in part because no one organization is responsible for clearing sidewalks. So the state plows Juneau's highways, out the road, and some other high-traffic roads. The city plows mostly neighborhoods. Whoever is responsible for the road is also responsible for plowing the sidewalks. Then business and property owners are responsible for clearing snow from sidewalks in front of their property. And then Capital Transit, that's a city department, is responsible for keeping bus stops clear. The city's engineering and public works director, Katie Kester, says,
We work hard to keep those bus stops clear. It's not always clear to the sidewalk to get to the bus.
Last year, the city got new equipment to clear bus stops. But if there's no space to put the snow nearby, it gets piled on the side of the road or sidewalk nearby until the snow can be hauled away. Kester suggests that people who struggle with mobility use Capital Access if they are eligible for it. It's a program that provides transportation for people with a disability who can't make it to a bus stop. She also suggests people wear ice cleats when walking around. Kester says plowing the roads is a priority so emergency vehicles can get around. And the city doesn't currently have a budget to plow and remove snow at the same time. So to clear the roads, the snow is sometimes piled onto the sidewalks. And that means it's sometimes plowed into people's driveways, too. The berms at the end of driveways are a byproduct of clearing the streets that the homeowners are responsible for clearing. Those snow berms are frustrating enough to homeowners in the Mendenhall Valley that one even started an online petition to stop the city from blocking private driveways. So far, nearly 440 people have signed it. This has been a struggle for the McCabe family for years. Joe and Ildiko McCabe have a daughter, Kira Nylon, who uses a wheelchair, and so they need their driveway to be wheelchair accessible. Joe McCabe says,
our handicapped daughter needs 24/7 care. So we have health care providers for 12 hours a day, and they have to get in and out of the driveway, as well as Kira has to get in and out of the driveway.
Joe McCabe shovels the driveway for Nylon, but often has to do it multiple times because plows create berms in front of the driveway while plowing through the neighborhood. The school bus comes to pick Nylon up at the end of the driveway. Her mother, Ildiko McCabe, says,
if there's a berm right there, they cannot lower the ramp as well. And last year, this school bus driver actually said that even what we shoveled, it wasn't good enough. Like, they need completely no snow. Everything is gone for them to safely transport the student.
So what that means for the family is that in order for Kira to ride the bus, someone has to stay home and shovel the berm first thing in the morning, and then again before the bus comes back to bring her home. Ildiko McCabe says she's tried all sorts of avenues to fix the problem. Most people tell her to hire a plow truck driver, but she says she has yet to find one who will just hang out and wait to clear the berm in front of her driveway. She called the city's public works department and assembly members and asked if the end of her driveway could be designated a handicap zone, which she says she was told it wasn't possible. She appreciates the work the city plows are doing and sees that the plows are understaffed and working overtime.
But appreciating something And admitting that there's still a problem that has no solution should exist together.
After 10 years of struggling with this issue, Ildiko McCabe doesn't know how else she can make it easier. She wishes there was some sort of process to indicate to the city that they need to have their driveway handicap accessible. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.
Last summer, blue mussels in the waters around Skagway died off in huge numbers. The local tribal government is studying the phenomenon and has a working theory about how it happened. As KHNS's Mike Swayze reports, they're asking residents to hold off harvesting the shellfish until the population rebounds.
Reuben Cash says blue mussels are best served steamed with melted butter. But this year, he doubts you could find enough for a meal. Cash is the environmental coordinator at the Skagway Traditional Council. He says last summer, between 70 and 90% of the population died in what he calls a massive mortality event.
You can see all the shells from what happened this summer. And for a while, it was thick. The whole rack line all along where high tide comes in was just, you know, probably 4 inches deep and empty mussel shells and dying mussels with meat still on it. It was widespread.
The Skagway Traditional Council samples local mussels to test for paralytic shellfish poisoning because they work well as an indicator species for the toxin. In late June, they realized something was wrong.
We noticed that something was wrong at STC. We do the weekly mussel collection. We noticed that there was kind of a funky smell about a week earlier. But there was no evidence of anything happening, just like the mussels were off. They didn't smell right, kind of had a sweet, slightly putrid smell. And in the weeks leading up to that, temperatures were in the 60s, maybe the 70s.
Cash says there was a heat wave in the Pacific Northwest further south that caused many blue mussels to die. But Upper Lynn Canal stayed relatively cool.
I kind of discounted the temperature theory right off the bat because just didn't get hot enough. Blue mussels are pretty tolerant of high temperatures. They can tolerate up to about 85 degrees.
Cash says he also considered that it could have been some sort of pathogen like a virus or bacteria affecting the shellfish, but blue mussels are highly resistant to them. He says it was probably a combination of things that caused the mussels to die. One thing is the salt. Typically, seawater levels are 35 parts per thousand.
Starting in June in 2021, it was down below 1 part per thousand, like as fresh as river water.
And Cash says when the salt levels drop, blue mussels aren't as tolerant of temperature shifts. Another issue is sediment.
Not only does the fresh water dilute the amount of salt that's in the water, it also introduces a lot of sediment. And so when sediment covers up the mussels, you know, they're filter feeders, they're not going to be able to function as well as they would if the water was clear.
Last winter, there was record snowfall in the mountains above Skagway and Dyea. Then the area went through a cool spring, which kept the snowpack in place later than usual. As temperatures warmed up, the snow melted and brought fresh water and heavy amounts of silt into areas like Naku Bay. Then around the summer solstice, an extreme low tide occurred.
So they were exposed at the low tide for longer with a little bit higher temperatures, probably being smothered by sediment with low salinity. So all of those factors combined.
Normally, the mussels can handle any one of those things. But all of them combined, it may have been too much. Cash says the blue mussels that are left will be the strongest of the population and the most resilient. But he's asking harvesters to avoid collecting mussels until the population rebounds.
If you want blue mussels next year, hold off this year.
Blue mussels tend to spawn midsummer, so it may be late summer before the area sees any increase in their numbers. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
It's a little cloudy in Juneau with a high of 31 degrees, northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy weather forecast for tonight with a low of 24 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch with heavy snow threatening the northern panhandle. Accumulations of 4 to 8 inches are possible not only in Juneau, but in Hoonah, Gustavus, Haines, Skagway, and the Haines and Klondike highways. This will be in place Wednesday morning through late Wednesday night. A change to rain is expected from south to north Wednesday evening. Travel may be very difficult. rain in the forecast for the rest of the week. To read and listen to more of these stories and reporting from around the state, check out our website at ktoo.org. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Claire Strimple.